Recording in progress.
Today I thought I'd share about the six paramitas. And I think we've talked about this before, maybe a few years ago now, though, probably a good number of years. More recently, last year in another sangha. But we haven't shared about it here in VBMC for a while, so it felt really appropriate. Also, because I'm going through this book called The Zen Teaching of Bodhidharma, I've shared about this before in. I know it's hard to see, sorry. So Bodhidharma was known as the Zen master in the 5th century who brought Buddhism to China, from India to China. He's known for that. There's a lot of myth around who he was. However, that he's well known for that. I did do a little research when I started reading this to about Bodhidharma, and there's a lot of stories. Some of them, it's not clear if they're true. Even other teachers were known to have been in China before Bodhidharma, but not as well known, and maybe not sharing the teachings in such an intentional way, or having the teachings recorded in such an intentional way. And so Bodhidharma remains the teacher who is known for bringing the Dharma to China. In the place I'm at now, he talks about the six paramitas as the boat that keeps us steady in everything we do. But not just that, he talks about the six paramitas as the boat that carries us over to the other shore. And I also did a little digging around on this idea, or this notion of getting to the next shore, especially in Zen Buddhism. And this understanding that there is nowhere to go, there is no next shore to get to. That when we really truly practice, the path is already where we want to be. So if we practice diligently, then the practicing itself is already where we're heading. So the boat, then the metaphorical boat, becomes really keeping the boat steady in the waves of what of life. Whatever we meet, how do we make this boat steady, keep it balanced? And I actually really like that one. So what I did was I combined Bodhidharma's boat metaphor with some other teachings of this understanding that we're not trying to get anywhere. In fact, Thay even wrote a poem saying, "Is there really? Are there really two shores? Is there really any separation?" And so there's always been, in my humble opinion, a questioning of whether or not there is two shores, and really, it's really how we navigate the waters we're in. That in any moment, we're navigating into balance or out of balance. Right? So the boat metaphor really actually is a really good one. If we don't think of it necessarily as trying to get over to another shore, and instead that the boat is actually in the water, lots of waves coming. Sometimes there's no waves, sometimes you can see right through, but sometimes there's storms. And so how do we navigate this boat? Now Bodhidharma offers this really, he offered a, let me see, I'm getting my little papers confused, so I'm going to show a an image. He didn't have this image, but I made it. I made the image because sometimes images are great. So I'm going to share. Yeah, there it is. I'm going to share this image. So I had to do a little bit of research because I don't know a thing about boats except kayaks. I have an inflatable one. But he likened the six paramitas to a boat. So let's start with what the six paramitas are. So the six paramitas on the left, charity or generosity, donation, giving, right? That's the kind of, that's what the first paramita is. The second one is morality, ethical conduct. The third is patience. The fourth is effort. It's similar or some other ways of rendering effort, diligence, devotion. The fifth is meditation or concentration or meditative concentration. And the sixth is wisdom. And they're all interacting with each other. It's not, often the way it's shared is that the first five, as we practice those, it leads us to wisdom, to prajna, to this deep insight, this knowing. Now, Bodhidharma, he suggested that the six paramitas are like a boat, and these are the parts of the boat that he suggests, that each one of these match up to. So I thought it'd be a little fun exercise to just for a moment, if you have a piece of paper or pen, to match up which one of these paramitas, in sometimes we call them six perfections. Which one of these match up to this, the any one part of the boat? So the boom is the, you see it right on the little cartoon image. It's the horizontal part that the sail connects into. And the boom, actually, when you move the boom different ways, I'm never a sail or anything like this, it actually shifts the sail, and then in shifting the sail, the sail either receives more or less of the wind, okay? And then the mass is the vertical pole that the sail is connected to, as you can see in the diagram. Then the sail is the sail. The main sail is shown here in the jib, although that's not one of the things he mentioned, but just for your understanding, the jib is a small sail that you see there. And then as far as the boat part, the hull is the structure of the boat. The tiller is the part in the back of the boat where as you move it in order to get the boat to go in different places, left or right, go ahead or backward. The keel is that part that sticks out from the bottom. I'm sure you've seen it. That goes into the water. Okay. So my invitation, it's just fun, right? Just to think about the functions of these, the parts to keep this boat in the water, not turning over from one side to the next, but solid and steady. And these six parameters of, which is also in our lives, keeping us steady on this path of freedom, this path of liberation. So there's no right, I mean, well, there are suggestions by Bodhidharma. So, but I actually, one of them I'm going to suggest a little differently, because in doing the research on the sailboat, yeah, but I'll just share with you. So if we're kind of finished, and some of you might be sailors, and so, you know, you might think there's more to it. There's actually many more parts. So this is really just a rendition for the talk to connect with the six parameters. And the reason I really like this boat, because you all are probably thinking Marisol is really into the boat. But actually, we're in these very difficult times. And so I thought, I can see keeping this image of a boat in my mind when things come at me, so that I'm bringing the parameters into my mind in how I'm navigating any situation. And if I can do that, maybe it'll help me as the waves come. And so it was in this kind of thinking and reflection that I thought, maybe I'll share that metaphor with the Sangha, and maybe they'll benefit from it as well. How do we navigate these waters that we're in? And how do these six characteristics, these six parameters, help us in any one situation navigate what is coming at us daily? So, okay, so we'll move on, because it's not to be like really dug into too much. Okay, so this is what he said. So this slide shows the in red how he matched up the six parameters. Okay, so what he said was the first one, generosity, charity, giving. He said he matches it to emptiness without which a boat cannot float. Emptiness without which a boat could not float. But actually, after doing some research on the boom and how much the boom actually determines how much wind the sail gets, which then in turn determines whether or not the boat is going to move, I actually think the boom is more of holding it all together. So so he doesn't name it actually the boom. I think I feel a little differently than what he rendered it, but let's just go through what he rendered it as. Okay, so the first one, charity, generosity, he rendered as just this overall emptiness of which a boat is. Okay. The second parameter, which is he renders as morality, ethical conduct, he renders the keel. So that's the part at the bottom. And the keel, when you research the boat, is really one of the things that keeps the boat from falling over. Like it keeps it from going one way or the other. And so if we think about that, the morality and ethical conduct, Thai equates morality and ethical conduct to the five mindfulness trainings. And we know the five mindfulness trainings is what keep us on the path. So that kind of makes sense too, like thinking of the keel, like in everyday life, as something comes, like, how's my keel, right? Is it keeping me from falling over? Meaning, how is my mindfulness practice? How is my my path of respecting life? How is my way of speaking? How is my conduct around sexuality? How is my, what am I consuming, right? Those are our five mindfulness trainings. These are the things, the ethical conduct that keeps us on the path, right? And then as we go into the third one, which is patience, Bodhidharma renders patience as the hull. Thay talks about patience as endurance, forbearance, and other teachers too. And Thay, though, talks about patience as inclusivity, almost like equanimity, actually, which is this ability to sit with what's coming up, to take everything in that's coming up, and to stay balanced. And so the hull is a good way to think of that too, because you know, the hull is what keeps the boat buoyed, and it doesn't push it down further. So the understanding of the way they make the hull, which contains everything, it's enough force that displaces water that then pushes back. That water that it displaces is actually pushing against the hull, and that is what keeps the boat buoyed. It doesn't, it's not a weight that's too great that makes the boat go down into the water, but it's enough that the water that it displaces actually like holds it, it buoys it in sitting in the water. And when you think about patience and endurance, it's kind of what that is too, right? Things are coming at us. What's going to keep us afloat, right? Because that's basically what it is. What's going to keep us afloat? And then after patience comes effort, diligence, devotion. Some people also call it discipline. And so Bodhidharma renders that as the mast of the boat, the mast which the sail is connected to, as you see there, the vertical one. And then the fifth paramita is meditation, meditative concentration he renders as the sail. And then the sixth paramita, which is prajna or wisdom, he renders as the tiller, which is really what is steering the boat, right? At the back, the tiller steers the boat and turns the rudder in the water. Now, as I said, so each one of the parts in the boat is rendered for the second to the sixth paramita, but the first paramita, charity, generosity, he's rendering that just as this ability to be empty, and if the boat wasn't empty, it couldn't float. Which, in looking at that, it's a bit connected to how they make the hull. If they make the hull too heavy, that's why there's different kinds of material they use for a boat. If you make the hull of the boat too heavy, then it sinks, right? The emptiness you can understand as being part of how the hull is made, which I felt it was interesting that it was they're kind of connected, I guess, the charity, generosity, and our patience. And it really is, because when you really look into what is charity, it's this, or what's this generosity? It's the generosity of being able to forgive, right? To not get stuck or attached to one thing. And being able, even when someone is saying something that's not right or not nice or even hurtful, if we are actually able to remember that there is no solid self here, then it doesn't stick, right? Like if there's this empty of a solid self, then something that's said to us doesn't stick. It just goes through all the things that make up the self. And that's actually a practice of patience too, right? the patient's, the endurance to be able to understand what is being said, not react quickly, but then to be able to practice endurance, forbearance, to have the time to understand that I am empty of a separate self, whatever is being said, this isn't landing on me. This person is having a bad day. This person doesn't understand. They're acting from ignorance. And so all that is actually an act of generosity as well. So I could see how this rendering, you know, if we reflect on what emptiness really means, the patience to be able to get to emptiness and offer this generosity, then I could see how he rendered emptiness, the charity and generosity as emptiness. What I was saying about the boom is, in doing the research on the boat, the boom is really important. It almost feels like the boom on the tiller directs the boat in a direction, but when you move the boom, it adjusts the sail and it determines how the sail gets the wind. And if you don't adjust the boom, and you know, you're moving the boom like this, and as the wind changes the direction from which it's coming, if you don't adjust the boom appropriately, you could be stuck in the water and not moving, because you're not lining up the sail such that it catches the wind and it moves the boat. So it's almost what the research on the boat says, that is that the sail is like the engine. Because if it doesn't get the wind, right, the power of the wind, then it won't have anything to push the boat, the tiller, as it needs to that steers it. So I was really curious why he didn't use the boom as one of the major, even, you know, if you think of the sail as meditation, maybe he meant also to include the boom, because if you're not able to sit and come back to your body to practice concentration and insight, then you really won't be able to get to the wisdom. So maybe he connected the sail and the boom together as the meditation, including meditation with vipassana, vipassana. We have a couple minutes, and I want to let's just take 5 minutes if there's any questions before we go into Dharma sharing, because I'm really excited about this, but I've been looking at it for the last day and a half, and then when I saw this boat on Google with the sun, I thought, oh, so it's all part of the teachings, in the sense of when you keep the boat steady, you really get to weather the storm. And so the storm is always coming at us, and how do we continuously keep our boat, this form that we're in, right? This mind body that we're in, this vessel that we're in. Often we, in some teachings, we talk about the body as a vessel, you know, and a boat is a vessel as well. So how do we keep our vessel steady on the water, using these six paramitas to guide us? So thank you for listening. I'm going to invite a bell for us to let this settle, and then we'll have about a few minutes for any clarifying comments, and then we'll have Dharma sharing. Thank you for listening. And we can let everything just flow through us, let it all go, just let the mind rest, not thinking, not grasping, just putting it all down.